Today's program is brought to you by MOFAD, the Museum of Food and Drink. For more information, visit MOFAD.org.
Hey, I'm Jimmy Carboni from Beer Sessions Radio.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Breaking news. Chef Eric, host of Roberta's Radio, is lost in the desert.
We literally can't find him.
Roberta'sRadio.org.
If anyone has like a geotag or anything, because we're starting to be concerned.
We know the general vicinity he's in, somewhere around the Indio Palm Desert area.
Okay.
Sounds nice.
Yeah. Breaking news. Dr. Michael Zoman will be the host this week.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Always liked him.
Yeah, I always liked Dr. Zoman.
Let me introduce...
Okay, well, maybe I'm alone in that.
Let me introduce the other guests this week. We have Dr. Benjamin Harrison.
Hello.
Or I guess, are you a doctor?
I did like a night program at DeVry, but I think that it counts.
Sounds like no.
It's on my check.
No, is that...
Well, it's not on my driver's license, but...
Is that accredited?
I have a New York State ID that is not good for driving.
You can't go to Union Pool either.
No, I cannot go to Union Pool, but it's a New York State ID. It's from the government and it says doctor on it. So I get a lot of people that challenge my credentials and I whip that bad boy out and they're like, okay, well, now I look like an idiot. Yeah, game over. Now you look dumb.
So it's been a while, Ben.
Yeah, it's been a while. I've been pretty, preoccupied down the pit, working really long hours in that pit.
Did you dig the pit deeper?
No, I did not dig the pit deeper. It's hard to come up with solutions for that because backhoes and shovels, they got an edge on them, and snakes do not like that. I found that out the hard way. They get all kind of horned up and ornery. Yeah, it's creepy. They get horny. I definitely am of two minds about it. I definitely miss the show. I feel like I've been out of the loop. I don't feel good about that. However, I've learned a lot about snakes. And they are thoroughly unpleasant creatures. I think I've finally come to that conclusion. I got all kinds of bites. I don't know if you can see.
I mean, you look pretty... You look swollen in a non-uniform way.
Yeah, no. I mean, and that's the thing. If it were a uniform swelling, then I think I'd have an easier time, going outside.
Yeah, I just assumed retaining water or something.
No, I am. It's not water, I don't think.
It's just venom.
It's a bunch of... Yeah,
it might be the body's anti-venom.
It's a whole melange, really, of all that kind of stuff. I learned about that, too, the kind of fluids your body produces.
Is that like what's in a blister, the clear liquid?
It's not clear, but yeah, it is liquid.
I think that's pus.
Yeah, that's pus, but there's some other stuff in there, too.
Like teeth and hair?
No, the tartomite...
I think he said a melange, actually.
True, he did.
I got one of these growths that started... It was doing an eye thing, I think, at some point.
Right.
Cut that bad boy right out.
Yourself?
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah, psychic surgery.
Yeah, I'm always a big proponent.
Always a good decision.
We need to get into that. Medicines. We were talking about, this is obviously not in the agenda for today. We have a lot of good stuff in store for you guys at home. Psychic surgery is not on that agenda, but let's earmark that because we need to go back to that.
I think we need to introduce this third disembodied voice that the audience is hearing.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, we got sidetracked.
Yeah.
Hi, hello.
Here we have Pete Chef.
Yeah, that's me.
You might remember Pete from we did two months ago, we did a pretty in-depth investigation into punk. We kind of like tried to excavate some of the, the facts surrounding just punk. He was on that show.
The inner workings.
Pete recently braved the summer on the shores of Long Island.
Yeah.
And then he went on a soul-searching journey across the United States.
I pretty much feel like I've been in a 5-month K-hole.
Whoa.
Wow. I mean,
well,
that's
hopefully
why
you found some answers.
That's why you're
there.
So centered. Oh, I was going to ask about why you're so centered.
I came back really serene and just focused.
You're pretty unflappable right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like actually the only person that hasn't been like visibly repulsed by my like sort of body situation right now with the swelling.
To be honest, man, I love it.
Okay. See, that's why we brought you in tonight. That's great. We also brought you in to help us locate our dear missing friend
Eric,
who is in the wilds of the American West.
Yeah, it sounds like he's in a bind, man.
He might be. We don't know.
The only way we've been able to communicate with him is through seance.
Yeah, we need to psychically track him.
I have
him.
A Ouija board app on my phone we've been using for him to communicate messages
to
us.
App.
Yeah, it's very good. It was
$12.99.
It's not bad.
App store.
Yeah. Worth every penny.
You get it on the Amazon Marketplace.
This isn't a plug. We don't plug things, but I mean, it's just a really good product. So
yeah, definitely. You know I don't work. I mean? Like, no affiliation
I don't work for Ouija.
Ouija. Ouija.
Yeah.
No, definitely not. Or Milton Bradley.
Milton Bradley.
Yeah. It's a great company,
Mr.
but
Ouija.
I don't. Yeah, I'm not making any money off that. If we want, I mean, if they want to give us money, that's
fine, we're open
right?
to
we're
any
open
and all
to that.
Sponsorships.
I'm receptive. Yeah. I'm receptive on that end.
For sure. Yeah. You have to be. So that maybe so, consider that the sort of like clarion call for that. If anyone wants to.
Clarion call.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Sounds good.
We're putting that out there. If anyone wants to give us money to promote their products, especially products that revolve around sort of like psychic geolocation.
Alternative medicines.
Yes.
And also good fun.
Yeah. Just good,
clean
fun.
Good,
clean fun.
Nasty fun.
Yeah, or dirty. Dirty boy
butt
street
stuff,
punk fun. Yeah. Butt flaps. Yeah.
Playing
street
in,
stuff.
Playing in garbage. Playing in a dumpster.
Playing in a dump. Living in a dumpster. Licking a drug baggie that you found in there. You don't
putting
know what
on
it
clothes,
is.
Are we talking about where Eric is right now?
Well, I don't know. Do you know something I don't know?
Yeah, let's zero in on this.
Thoughts and prayers say he's not.
Yeah, that he's not in a dumpster playing.
Okay.
That wouldn't be so bad.
Wouldn't be that bad as long as you're playing in the dumpster.
Well, I know he's in the desert, and I know that the last.
It's the desert of California.
The last place he knew he was in Palm Springs.
There's
that
a lot
was
of
from
pools
the,
there.
There's a lot of pools?
A lot of pools.
Swimming pools, yes. Yeah, swimming
okay.
Pools. In the city, but out of the city, I don't think you're going to find a lot
God,
of
I hope
nice
his,
places
I hope his
to
skin
swim.
Isn't all pruny from being in those
oh,
pools.
Oh, God.
I think his skin is probably pretty crispy at this
yeah.
point.
Oh,
because
okay.
He does
got,
not do well with
he
the
He got
sun.
Very drunk and walked away in an indeterminate direction several
right.
days ago.
We had a pretty rocky pre-pro meeting. We had some heated discussion about the direction the show was taking.
I was crying hysterically.
Michael Zeman was definitely...
I can admit it.
Yeah.
I just refused to talk on the subject.
I wasn't there. I just heard the sobs over the din of the snake pit, which is pretty impressive because it's very loud down there.
Yeah.
A lot of and I just
echoing,
figured something bad was going on.
A lot of dripping
on.
Water.
Yeah. Stalactites.
Yes. Not mites, though.
No.
The snakes.
No, because the ground is covered in snakes.
Yeah,
there's
exactly.
no room for a stalagmite
yeah.
to
the
grow.
The swirling of the massive snakes
yeah,
keeps the ground
exactly.
very smooth.
And wet. More like or just damp really
yeah
the snake
well, like Temple
should,
of Doom
maybe we
two.
Should get in this car yeah. and start driving towards California.
We gotta go save our friend.
It's gonna take a while. We only have 40 minutes
which so. Car are we taking? Are we taking that 94 Escort wagon?
I thought there? We could take the bus that we found on the night of the punk show.
Yeah.
just because
oh.
I feel like that would be thematically
yeah I drove it back to my apartment and parked it in front of my apartment and it's
yeah.
still so you think you can get, I mean
yeah.
you got it
it's
started so it sound, it's purring
here
it's,
we go
also
yeah.
gentlemen takes a village.
All right, got this thing up to highway speed.
How's it handling?
I've never driven a bus before. It's absolutely terrifying.
I can't
and,
drive.
You know, I'm going through the
0 to 60 in
yeah.
about 8 seconds.
Going through the Holland Tunnel right now, so that's pretty scary in this gigantic bus. But
yeah.
you know, I think once we get on the turnpike, everything will be okay.
Once we get on the open road,
yeah, the open road.
Can we stop? I'd like to get some Wendy's or something. I'm pretty hungry.
Can we push yeah. through to the first Taco Bell we see?
Oh, yeah, you're right. We should just take... We should actually, if we need to, we can
Wait,
take a
detour. Is Mike there. Hayes on this bus? Because he makes me stop at every Taco Bell we see ever.
One, well, they're rare. It's
one
a rare
time,
sighting.
Dr. Zoman and I once were on a separate road trip to a very good friend of ours' wedding, and we almost missed the wedding because we took a solid, like, 45-minute... detour to get to the only Taco Bell that we could find using our Ouija app, which is very good but not super location specific because
True.
You get on the astral plane and it's like there's no GPS you
and
have
a
to,
lot
like,
of spirits know
I mean I
Taco
strictly
Bell.
Use it for decision making.
Well, this one didn't lead us astray. It just took us a little bit longer.
I don't know if you guys are
to...
using it right.
Well, a lot of spirits...
We used it to make the decision
know...
to go on a crazy adventure to go to Taco
oh,
Bell.
Yeah.
But
and
where
it worked.
Talk... Sure, the spirits sure, yeah. know Taco Bell's, and a lot of them have closed because these people have been dead
for
dozens for of years.
Really
like...
They're telling you to get the enchirito. It's like they haven't had that on the menu for 30
yeah.
years.
Get a Mexican pizza.
They don't have
at the Taco
anymore.
Bell.
Yeah.
So where are we stopping next?
I don't know.
Hungry?
Baltimore?
Sounds.
There's a Taco Bell there, right?
Hungry.
There's probably a Taco Bell in Baltimore.
I'm not hungry, but there's always room for Taco Bell.
Let's stop. Let's do a quick stop in Baltimore. Let's... Oh, okay.
Yeah, I love the aquarium. Oof. Sounds like a necessary stop. Right,
I thought we were going to be able to go through this drive-thru, but I guess this thing's a little too tall, so I'm going to back out here.
Okay, we need to get the, we need to get that beeping sound fixed because okay.
All right. Well, I'm just going to park it across all these lanes here.
I think you should just stop right now and get out and go, because there are a lot of people.
I'm
going
to switch seats with you because
I need to eat a beef enchilada and two steak Mexican pizza.
I want a Baja beef gordita
and an extra large Baja Blast Mountain Dew.
Yeah, I need that Baja
That's
Blast.
That's my order.
Again, not this isn't a plug, but if Taco Bell wants to give us money, that's not we're not opposed to
or
that.
Or like
at
a
all.
Gift card.
Always yes. open. Doors always open.
Is that the
That's the bell.
That's the Taco
That was not
bell.
Law and Order.
Time to get
yeah,
a taco.
That's Taco Bell.
It's taco time.
Do you think they heard us coming? They heard us coming when we scraped the roof off of their drive-thru.
They definitely felt
awning.
Us coming.
They felt us coming.
I mean,
in our
you
bus,
know, a part of the
bus.
Roof seems to be exposed now, so they definitely saw us coming. All right, cool. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had Baltimore is a nice pass-through city.
Yeah, definitely.
My dad's from Baltimore. I love it, but we're moving on.
Have you spent some time there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of time in Parkville, Maryland.
Have you seen The Wire? Great show.
Have you seen Pink Great Flamingos? Show.
Never heard of it.
What, Pink Flamingos?
Yeah.
Never heard of that or The Wire.
Oh, wow. Well, you're missing out.
Pink Flamingos is like the crime thing.
Well, a woman
people...
eats feces. Well, a man dressed as a woman eats feces.
Okay.
Wait, I think I actually didn't hear about Pink Flamingos.
That's what happens.
Yeah, that's what happens in Baltimore. Bye, Baltimore.
Okay, see
It's
you
been
later.
Fun.
Yeah.
Bye. We didn't eat some feces, but we got some Taco
Which
Bell.
Which way do
so.
We go now
Delicious.
To get to
Delicious.
California? Which way do we go?
South, maybe?
South, right?
South, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, to the south, huh?
Dirty South, baby.
Yeah, here
That's
we go.
That's what it's all about.
I'm starting to see a lot of Confederate flags around here.
Oof.
It's
Some
heritage.
Good old boys.
Yeah. Heritage, yeah. not hate. That's
Yeehaw.
What I always say.
Yeah.
When I'm in the south. So what's the next stop? Should we go to Mobile, Alabama, or we want to try to go
that
to Panama?
That sounds like a good place to
you
stop.
Go to Mobile?
Yeah.
We'll go to a Waffle
I just
want to
have
house.
A cultural experience.
I want to have it, like, yeah, definitely.
I want to sort some shit out in Mobile.
There's they have an aircraft carrier in the bay, and there's also a cool tunnel that you go under there.
Ooh, nice.
Yep. Hi. Yeah, it's pretty tight.
I'm a big fan of going through a cool tunnel. Here. Whoa.
Is that Mike? Is that supposed to be?
I'm playing around with the Jake. I'm playing around with the Jake break over here.
What's a Jake break?
It's like an air break of some kind.
I know about snake breaks, but I don't know about Jake breaks at all.
Oh, what are all these porn stores on the road? You know, it took me a long time to realize all these porn stores, are for all the truck drivers.
It gets lonely on the road, man.
There's just porn. There's porn shops everywhere. They're called porn superstores.
It gets lonely on the road.
Oh, what about your phone?
No, because you don't get reception out there in the wilds.
See, you also have to appeal to your market too. You know,
like
a lot of guys who are truck drivers. Think about their age.
They have like DVD, VCR, combo TV players.
Yeah, but nothing beats the smell when you open the bag that you get the porn mag in and you huff that bag.
The oversized cardboard box.
Yep. And then you get all horned up and you're ready to
I
go.
Just get hard from that.
And you're just ready to jack it at the rest stop.
Do you think
the
idea of the large cardboard box?
That perfume page scent?
Wow, that perfume ad is what really sends it over the edge.
You think that large box was designed by society to shame people from purchasing pornography? They'd have to carry like an extra large item?
I think that it's more a safety precaution so that no one knows what kind of nasty stuff you're getting into. Because they see that and they're like, oh, he's got a porno that's dirty. But they don't know that you've got a porno that's like all about like cow hoof stuff.
It's
you know,
all
or like
it's all 69ing
for like yes, that's not really even that nasty. Honestly,
it's not that nasty, but it's kind of weird.
Guys, you got any change for this toll?
Ooh,
no, I.
Ooh,
let's just blast.
I thought we were stopping.
We're gonna drive through it. We're gonna drive through it. Let's speed up. Speed up. We're gonna drive
the gas. Give it some gas.
We're gonna drive right through it.
We gotta get out of here.
All right, brace yourselves, guys.
You can take out the roof of this toll.
We're gonna hit it pretty soon.
No, we're driving through this toll.
Brace yourselves, guys. Get ready. We're gonna blast through it pretty soon here.
Just come up.
Get ready. I feel an impact is imminent any second now. We're about to blast into it.
I think we're farther away from this toll than
we thought.
It's hard to tell
because it's very hot out in the road. Looks all hazy.
It's all shimmering.
Oh, there it is.
Nope, brace yourself.
No.
Nice.
That wasn't that bad.
We just saved $375.
Yeah.
That's good, because I'm going to spend that all on J.O. Max.
On pornos?
Yes,
no, absolutely. No, just the slot machines.
Oh, the video. They got video slots there. Yeah.
I'm going to go to an Indian reservation in Oklahoma when we get there.
Whoa, everybody's gone. Choctaw.
Native American reservation.
Choctaw bingo.
One step further, indigenous people.
An indigenous person's reservation.
No, let's go Choctaw, baby.
I think the word reservation might also be... Is that a trigger?
Did you guys recognize that these reservations are in the worst places
of America?
Yeah,
you know it's what? Almost like they made the indigenous Americans go to the shittiest parts of the country.
Maybe I'll call back and cancel
all the good stuff.
It's really weird.
Saved all the bad stuff.
Like, why didn't they give them like Chicago or something? You know what I mean?
I'm going to call back and cancel my reservation because I don't think that this is for me.
I see. That's good. I see what you did there.
Yeah. That's what the indigenous people.
The one time I went to an indigenous person's casino, it was purely because we were driving for like 12 hours. We were like, let's stop here and get a beer and like get out of the car and walk around this casino. And we go inside, we're walking around, we're like, where's the beer? Oh, this is a dry county in Washington that has a casino in it.
That's a bad idea.
What?
That's not a good idea.
A lot of the places on reservations have no drinking. And rightly so.
Why is that rightly so?
Because the ones that do have drinking are typically like have like insane rates of like horrible alcoholism because they're such horrible and depressing places to live, and alcohol was traditionally used as a weapon to degrade and deteriorate communities of Native Americans.
See, but what society is? That's great.
I'm glad we're keeping it light this time around. We usually get into a bunch of serious stuff.
I thought we were going to get into that hole. They can't handle their liquor situation.
Well, that's
never say that.
You definitely shouldn't say that, even in that in a passing.
That's also not how I feel.
That's what they used to say,
Mike. I think that Mobile is getting to you, man. I don't know if we should spend that much time in here.
Well, I've been in the South for a good 10 minutes now,
and you're starting to show a little signs of
definitely red state itis.
I feel very at home down here.
Well, that's good.
Definitely, I like rise again.
Slow, syrupy pace of life.
Hate heritage, not hate.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into Texas then.
Let's get into Texas, baby. I can't wait to show y'all Vider.
Yeah, let's go straight up to Fort Worth now.
Fort Worth? We're just bypassing Austin?
Actually from Dallas, but I mean close enough.
That's what a rich person would say if you accuse them of being from Fort Worth. They'd say, oh, actually, I'm from Dallas.
Right, well, my my family estate in Dallas is pretty magisterial, so I want to make sure you know that, you know, off the jump.
How big is your ranch?
Oh, the Rancho? It's huge, man.
Is that a direct allegory to penis size, how big your ranch is?
No, that's the common misconception.
My ranch isn't huge, but it is definitely big enough, and it gets the job done.
It's not the size of the ranch.
I've never had any complaints about my ranch, you know.
Listen, this is a common misconception about Texans. It's not the size of your ranch land-wise. It's the wingspan of your biggest steer. Horns. The horns on your biggest longhorn steer.
I thought it was
steer.
How much jizz you could get out of your ranch.
That makes sense.
Well, the bigger the horn, the more jizz. Oh, my God, man.
It's all about how much jizz you can get out of your ranch.
You get,
at the end of the day.
You get so much nut out of that longhorn steer with the big horns. That's what it's all about, really.
Because he's a good
Can sell that. Sell it, and then they'll use it to breed others' cows, and that's good money.
Sure thing. It's really good money. It's where it's at. Who's got the juice? That's what you say when you get into city limits.
All right, let's put this bus on autopilot and go to sleep for a couple
Is this
hours
a self-driving bus?
Yeah, let's take a quick
flight. Is this a smart bus?
Let's take a 2-3 minute nap real quick here.
We've
been driving for like 10 minutes.
I'm going to take my steer porn mag in the back and just kind of chill out
just
for a little bit.
Just kind of masturbate to it.
Maybe. I don't know. See what happens.
That's a great pre-nap activity.
Yeah, I need to get real tired. I need to work myself out.
I'm just trying to memorize all the names.
All right.
Of the steers? You got Trigger. You got Big Boy.
Getting very tired.
You got Bumby.
Doze off.
Bandana Jack.
Well, put the car in auto mode before you doze off.
Okay.
One of the things I like now is wearing a bandana.
Okay.
But I wear it around my neck.
There are over 50,000 Chinese-American restaurants in the U.S. That's more than 3 times the number of McDonald's. How did Chinese-American food become so popular? And what's the story behind their unique menu of dishes like egg rolls and General's Chicken? Brooklyn's Museum of Food and Drink is going to explain it all with our next exhibition, Chow, the Making of Chinese-American Cuisine. featuring tastings, beautiful artifacts, and live demos of a fortune cookie machine. Visit chow.mofad.org to learn more, get advanced tickets, and help us make this exhibition a reality. Again, that's the Museum of Food and Drink at CHOW, chow.mofad.org.
This bus is no good.
Sorry, man. I was just trying to get that trucker to tune.
I was literally just getting tucking into that steer mag.
It's because Pete went to the other side of the bus and started to lean.
God, dude.
I'm top heavy.
Yeah, this bus is getting pretty.
Oh, wait, here's
up.
Another trucker. I gotta get him to. Oh, yeah,
let's get him to honk. Right, come on.
All right, do the thing.
Let's
do the thing.
Come on now. Come on, give it to us.
Come on now. Give it to us, good buddy. Give it to us, good buddy. Let's go. Come on, give it to us. Give us the juice. Let's go.
Give us a beat.
Let's go. Give us a beat.
Give us a beat.
Why is he yelling?
I don't know why, but he doesn't seem to like it.
No, he doesn't like it.
Give us a beat.
Yeah, dude.
There's a lot of movies about weird truckers. Let's get the fuck out of here.
I think that we found a demon trucker because I don't. There's screams and fire coming out of his exhaust.
I refuse to give up. I want to hear that horn blast.
I don't. I think
I hope
that we should
of
find
you guys it. Brought your wives to get hitch a ride with that chugger. Hey, get out of
come on, buddy. Come on, buddy.
I left
buddy.
All my wives in the pit. That was a bad trucker. We shouldn't have. Yeah.
Well, now we're just driving through a field. We're taking a little shortcut here through this field.
Through this sorghum field. Sorry if it's a little loud out there, guys.
He did it. He beeped. You hear him?
That was a chicken.
No, he beeped.
That was a cluck cluck. So. I'll give a little status update for you guys. We're back on the road. We put the bus on autopilot.
We're heading north from Austin.
Yeah, we're heading north from Austin. We took a little dogleg detour down to see the Texas Hill Country, Green, Fredericksburg.
Sure.
I wanted to do a little float trip. Gorgeous. I think this bus can float down the river.
If we sealed up the bottom.
We're presented with three decisions. One was to... walk through the river, correct?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The second was to ford the river.
Right.
The Oregon third was Trail
to pay
style.
A guy.
Pay a guy to ferry it across.
Yeah. I mean, the rate was pretty cheap. I just, you know, like the two silver dollars.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's almost midnight, and I'm using this Ouija board app, and things are getting a little weird.
Well, you know why? It's because we're crossing the border in New Mexico, and we're getting pretty close to...
I thought we were going to go to your parents' house in Dallas.
No, we autopiloted through that. I was... You guys were asleep, and I was too busy cranking my hog to that steer mag,
Let's go. I didn't work. Oh, there it is. I got him.
Yeah, there it
I
is.
Got him.
There it
Give
is.
Give it to me. Took a little while, but we got him. Let's go to Area 51 and check that out.
Absolutely.
While we're down here in New Mexico.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
because
that's cool.
Yeah. Roswell, we'll go over there.
No, I saw it all
Groom Lake.
Day. Yeah.
That's great, right?
Trust me. Yeah. There's a base.
Yeah. That's good, man. All right, so we're going to like sort of like take a right turn up north and see if we can find out.
It's starting to get hot out
see
here.
See the tumbleweeds?
Yeah. It's starting to get hot. It's starting to get... There's a shimmering haze on the road
if
in the distance.
If we go by Albuquerque, we got to eat at Frontier. Oh,
it just got really spooky.
We're out here by Area 51.
Yeah,
now.
You can tell that we're zeroing in on it.
I see a fire in the sky.
My Ouija app is frozen.
All kinds of alerts right
it's
now.
It's crashing, which is never. It's a really well designed.
My Ghost Radar app is going crazy.
I get push notifications on my Ouija app, and it sent me like 30 in the last 2 minutes.
Let's try to use the Ouija app to get
vibrate.
Let's use the audio part of the Ouija app to try and get an alien to whisper at us. You think that would be possible?
I don't know. I mean, if we could
communicate with an alien right now,
if we could learn the secrets of our cosmic kin without having to stop.
All right. Well, we
think you could elevate yourself to that level.
Let's try. Let's try and get an alien's voice going here.
Nothing so far.
Alien.
Fellow cosmic kin.
Are there any aliens in Area 51?
We got to make contact.
Hello.
Somebody.
Send a bunch of math.
Are there
That's
any?
What they always do.
Somebody draw.
You send a bunch of math. That's it.
We
it's
need
universal
to.
Universal language.
No.
Hello.
Whoa.
All right, cool. I think we did it.
What was that?
Wait.
What do you want?
Is this an alien?
Are you from Earth?
No.
Toot the horn, God. Alien.
Do you have a horn that you can toot at us?
No.
Oh my God. Okay.
Can you tell us any of the secrets of the universe?
Yeah! All right.
This alien rocks.
This alien's cool. I had my doubts for a second. What kind of alien? What kind of rig you? What kind of rig you running on these? On these? On these cosmic byways?
Is it a Volvo? Yeah,
you driving at Peter, night and sleeping
Peterbilt?
The day.
Peterbilt?
I do an 18-wheeler. I got the CB hookup.
Very
I
clean.
Like cool. Nice.
So I monitor all frequencies.
What are you hauling?
None of your goddamn
business. Oh, it's probably alien stuff. All right,
it's probably
alien
stuff.
Business.
Yeah.
It's probably like a UFO. A
bunch of like non-Earth material.
Yeah, exotic materials.
Who do you work for? Well, I work for heritageradio.org.
.punk. We actually don't really work.
Yeah, me too.
We don't really work. Wait, really?
So what, do you raise those delicious pigs? The ones that haven't been genetically changed.
Is this a pig farm?
I raise them for my own reasons.
Okay.
This is taking a turn for the obscurantist.
This alien is very withholding with information. Let's move on.
Okay.
We're getting
glad that we made contact, though. Yeah, that was really
good.
Cool.
I'm not good with aliens.
Me neither, really, I guess. I thought I might
me
be.
Yeah.
All right, bro. Well,
we're signing off there, Alien.
We're signing off. Thank you for using Ouija. It's really good.
Thanks a lot, good buddy. Yeah. Over and out, good buddy. Oh, cool. His 18-wheeler Peterbilt truck just took off into the stratosphere.
Just really fucking...
Believe it or not, aliens aren't good drivers.
Women.
That's racist, and that's misogynist. No, that's racist against women.
Like
sorry.
Women and Asians.
That's misogynist against Asians.
Was it an Asian alien?
It was a woman? Female Asian alien.
Wow. All right.
How do you know what gender they are?
I grabbed it by its...
You can't say that.
You gotta like wash your hands also after that because you got some gel.
Well, the bathroom is destroyed. You know at this point that the bathroom on this bus is completely destroyed.
I do know because I couldn't. Yeah, it's not.
I went crazy in there.
Yeah, you sure did.
Hey, I took a giant crazy poop and it destroyed the bathroom.
And it also destroyed my boner from the steer mag that I picked up at that porn stop. So thanks a lot for that.
Oh, I got a million of them. I pissed so hard that the toilet broke in half.
Yeah, that's a good joke too. Yeah.
I went crazy in there and I smashed the sink.
Yeah, that's good. Let's just keep doing this for the rest of the show. That's a good idea.
Wow.
The bathroom is destroyed.
Ooh, where are we? Mike?
Little
Mike,
bad boy.
Dr. Zellman, where are we right now? I feel like I've just come out of a crazy...
Do we get closer to your hometown yet?
We should be coming up on your zone.
I think we should be pulling in on that any minute.
Oh, you're right.
Are we going to eat at a Hardee's?
Yeah,
what?
Slow down, dude.
Oh, no.
Now it's inside of Hardee's.
Yeah. It's my inbred Slovakian father.
He works at this Hardee's? Can he give us a discount?
He works at this Hardee's.
Can he give
Hardee's
us a discount?
Hardee's / bowling alley?
Yeah, it is a Hardee's in a bowling alley.
Yeah.
It's called a Hardee's Express.
Do we get manager discount? Is he a manager?
Yeah, but it's like a partial menu also.
Oh, nice.
Okay. All right. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so what is that encounter? Can I get chicken fingers?
I want to get one of those burgers with the naked chicks eating in the commercial.
Yes, you can get that
man.
Also.
Is there a naked chick?
I don't know. Let's find. Is there one
is
in here?
Is the chick alien?
Is the naked chick in here?
All right, let's pull up to the drive-thru here.
What's your dad's name?
The drive-thru guy will come on in the second year. Maybe it'll be my dad.
I hope it's your dad.
Let's pull up to the drive-thru here.
All right. Yeah.
All right, we're also at the drive-thru. Yeah, we'll just wait for the guy to ask us what we want to order.
Yeah, hi. Yeah.
I'm not going to tell him what I want until he asks us what we want.
Yeah, hi.
All right. We'll just be patient.
How many aliens are there?
Hi. Thank you.
Yeah. So we're going to need a bunch of chicken tenders. Let's say just 5 orders of tenders.
Yeah, get a lot of barbecue sauce. I need a ton of barbecue sauce.
A lot of barbecue sauce.
Mustard.
I don't... So
maybe mustard. Spicy mustard. Whatever mustard they have.
Can y'all do that blackened ranch?
No.
Spicy ranch? No.
This is
what kind
express.
Of ranch? What kind of ranch you got?
We got a white ranch.
I'll take white ranch.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to need a couple
of those.
I need 4 hamburgers, no buns, because I'm on a diet.
I'll take his buns, and you can double up on mine for buns.
So we're going to have 4 hamburgers, no buns.
I need a carbo load.
4 hamburgers with double buns.
Is breakfast still available?
No, we're not serving breakfast anymore, sir.
Come on.
Do you guys do brunch at all, or like...
Yeah.
This is in Brooklyn, sir.
Do you have Bloody Marys?
This is Brooklyn, sir.
So I'm going to take, I want an acai bowl, and I'm going to take some avocado toast.
Well, can you give us, like, as much ketchup packets as you're allowed, and then if you have pepper packets and stuff, we're going to make some Bloody Marys. I got this. We can do this.
Ketchup and pepper.
Ketchup and pepper, DIY.
Fast food Bloody Marys.
Let's get some of that ranch in there, too, just
all right,
to
that's going to be all for us. Definitely. We'll just pull forward, and then.
I want an apple pie, too. Apple pie pocket thing. That thing. Thank you.
I'm so excited about this food, man.
I'm excited about this DIY Bloody Mary we're going to make a la menu in the back of the...
I got to pop a couple butt pills.
I assume a different guy is going to greet us at the window now.
Oh, because you have to pull up to the second window. That's right.
Hi. How much is it?
Hi.
Oh, hey, nerd.
It's $67.34.
All right. Let me hand you all this $420. Money. You keep the change, brother.
Oof.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at this bad
That's
boy.
That's a power
Ooh.
Move right there. Ooh.
My rich daddy, just put a bunch of money in my savings account.
Ooh. Your dad's so rich, man. I know. It's crazy.
He invented the Zip Disk. So.
It's weird how much Eric money he makes working at this Hardee's.
Well, he does it now because he's too stupid to get another job, and he just likes to work.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Apparently he's not here today, though. I don't see him in there, and I don't really care to try and page him.
I don't really. Yeah, we're getting hooked up. It's fine. I don't care. Yeah.
All right, let's get down to the... Let's
can
get
I get
down.
Anything else?
No, that's all.
No, thanks.
We probably got to find Eric, man.
We got to get to California.
We're getting close.
You can just slog off, mate.
Sod off, mate.
Slog off.
Piss off.
Yeah.
Take a piss.
Take the piss. Yeah.
Take the piss. Yeah. Toss off.
Toss off.
Pull your hand out.
Jog on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bugger off. That felt good.
Yeah.
Telling that.
Ooh.
Oh, whoa.
Forgot.
We're in Arizona.
Did you have a blowout? Was that
we're in Arizona now.
Get low, guys.
We're in Arizona.
Low.
There's Everyone's a lot guns of guns. Here, There's a lot of guns. Okay. Wow.
Holy cow. This is crazy.
Did we bring any guns?
I
brought
a couple,
all mine.
I have a couple machine guns.
I brought a bunch of snakes, but I can't throw them that far. Three? Okay, so we're covered on guns.
Two tree.
Well, you know what? We might want to start loading these guns up, because I think I see a roadblock up here.
Is it a militia checkpoint?
Let's just shoot our way through.
I think
it
is a militia checkpoint. We're down here. We're about 20 miles from Mexico, and I think this is a militia.
What kind of militia is it?
Well, it looks like separatists.
Are they white power or no?
I can't tell, but they are all white.
Okay.
I'm using my night vision
goggles. All militias are white power?
Not all militias,
they're opening fire on us.
Oh, they're already shooting at us.
Let's start shooting back.
Yeah.
I can throw some snakes at them, but I don't know.
Guys, shoot all your guns.
I'm going to take aim.
I've got my gun.
Okay, all right.
Why aren't you guys shooting?
I'm just going to throw snakes at him. I don't know
I'm
how to
shooting.
Use a gun.
Why aren't you guys
We're
shooting?
Still driving straight towards the barricade.
At least you have your turn signal
also,
on.
Also, it
That's
sounds
good.
Like one of the doors is open.
Yeah.
The turn signal, I guess.
Oh, no. All right. Whoa, okay. Jesus. Oh,
sorry, guys.
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Just plow through him. Just plow through him.
Fire the hole!
Whoa!
I'm gonna throw a grenade! I'm gonna throw a ball of snakes!
I'm gonna set a trap.
I've got a knife!
Wait, who's that? All right.
We got through it.
All right, that's good. That's good. Those guys were not chill.
That was close.
Phew. Not all.
We're pulling in there. We're pulling into California.
We're getting
now.
To the border of California.
So let's pull out
the Ouija board. I don't think I like militias.
I don't think I do either. They were kind of dicks about all that.
Let's pull out the Ouija board radar and see if we can find Eric out here in the desert.
Yeah. We need to hone in on his aura signal.
Yeah.
Does he have that app?
I have a Find My Eric.
Yeah,
Eric has
a. Eric.
You know how you can put chips in
your
pets?
Do you have his iTunes password? Because then we can just.
Oh, I don't.
Why not, man?
Does he know how to use iTunes?
I don't even know if he knows how.
That's not. Eric,
we'll
Eric
the
is pretty
board.
Off the
we'll
grid.
Use the Ouija board radar.
That's true.
Yeah.
He probably uses other people's iTunes.
Yeah, he's pretty off the grid. That's kind of why we're doing this whole psychic geolocation thing right now.
Man, I miss that guy.
I do too. I hope he's okay. I hope his skin's not pruny from being in all those pools.
Really
he's not all
too.
Shriveled up.
It's also very hot, and there's like nothing living.
I just keep thinking about how hot it must be for him.
Yeah.
Snakes are happy,
he's
though.
Got long
that's a plus.
Hair. His head's
got
to be that's so true. Hot. His yeah. Yeah. Hot.
Wears a lot of hats, too, so. Yeah. Yeah, that's
snakes
good.
Are really
you
feeling know, this desert
if you got
heat.
One thing going for you in the desert, it's that you're wearing a hat.
That's good. He could put one on each way, like Sherlock Holmes, maybe four. shield himself.
I like that. Yeah. Or just a desert hat.
Ooh.
I hope he has a desert
hat. Like a 10-gallon cap?
Yeah. He usually does in his backpack.
He usually has
God willing, he has one.
I'm hoping he has a 10-gallon hat, but the 10-gallon part is like a mesh, so the wind can blow through it.
I see a haunted house over here.
Ooh. I mean, should we stop?
Let's pull in there and maybe stay the night in this haunted house.
Oh, I heard there was was one in Salt Lake City where they can touch you.
Oh, I'm down for that because
I too enjoy being touched.
I like being touched.
That sounds like my worst nightmare.
Our last porno stop didn't do anything for me because of the state the bathroom's in.
Okay,
so
let's go inside this haunted house to stay the night.
Oh, man, it's already too spooky. I gotta go, guys. Guys, don't let me chicken out. Don't let me chicken out.
Ruh-roh. Pete's having
I hope
a moment
we don't hear like women screaming or like a Foley work that
dude,
sounds like a cat screeching.
The second that I hear clanking chains, I am out of here. Or a chainsaw.
My God.
Oh.
So far, just like a pretty menacing string section.
Yeah, but there's no one else in here, which is.
Oh, come on.
No, come on.
God.
This is absolutely terrible.
That is a ghost noise. You never hear that unless there's ghosts involved.
I'm going to fire my gun into the blackness in this room.
That's a good
idea.
Try
and kill the ghost.
Mostly all I see is mist. Oh, yeah. Keep shooting.
Yeah,
keep shooting,
don't stop shooting.
Don't stop shooting.
You're bound to hit a ghost sooner or later.
I'm not playing with these ghosts.
Oh, no. I still hear the chain.
I know we paid $7.75 each to get into this haunted house, but I am not playing with these ghosts.
Guys, that's my wallet chain. I feel really dumb right now.
There's not even a ghost in here at all.
That's my chain wallet.
That is a sick chain, and it's so long.
It's pretty dope.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot you were wearing a zoot suit.
It's pretty sick. It goes down to, like, my knee.
It's a zoot suit with a knee-length wallet chain.
And I'm wearing Heelys too, so I can get around really easy.
He has curly, bushy blonde hair. He has a black mustache.
Oh, what was that?
Oh God!
That sounds like a spectral intruder.
I'm gonna fire my gun into the blackness of the room.
Shoot your gun a bunch more. That seems to be working.
Guys, we gotta get out of here quick.
I think you're right.
We still gotta find Eric.
This haunted house sucks. They don't have chicken fingers, and there's no Eric's
all right.
not here.
Well,
by the way, I still haven't been touched because Mike Zorman won't stop shooting people.
I don't want to be touched. I'm just trying to. Also, I have a lot of bullets.
There's
just
some
trying to use them. You know,
I wouldn't mind being touched right now.
Yeah, Ben and I were looking to get touched.
I was just trying
house.
To get touched. I'm gonna fucking.
I
gonna,
like spooky.
I'm gonna
shit.
Crack one to steady my nerves.
We got out of there.
So, just real quick, because we're getting down to the wire here, what state are we in right now?
We're in California, firmly
in California. Were we in Death Valley? Was that where the ghost house was?
Somewhere near there, yeah.
That's why it was so spooky, because it was Death Valley.
It makes sense.
It makes sense. That tracks, yeah.
Maybe we'll go to that hotel where Graham Parsons overdosed on morphine and alcohol.
Because Aleister Crowley set him up?
Yeah. Actually, you know what? Let's just pull off the road here and walk out into the desert and try and find Eric.
I think that if we maybe will have a better chance if we just get out of the bus and like hold hands and walk into the setting sun. Just without any agenda.
Guys, I just didn't see it any other way than that.
Yeah, let's walk out.
I think that we all knew that's how this was going to end.
You know
what?
Either we find him or we perish with him out here.
I want to thank everyone who's listened to the show. I want to thank everyone who's helped make this such a great experience, radio experience. We don't know what's going to happen. The future could hold anything for us, but we're going to face it head on, and we're going to go into that desert, and I'm going to bring a couple snakes.
It's getting very hot out here.
It's getting really, really hot out here.
Oof, sun's beating on my neck. I'm glad I bought that kerchief.
Does anyone have spray sunscreen? I don't want the goopy kind.
No, I only have these 8 baseball caps that I'm now wearing all on my head, facing the Bills, facing different directions.
Can I put one on my hands so they don't get
sunburned? No, I need all 8.
All right. Well, I'm gonna get sunburned.
Some people just like.
I'm gonna rip my.
Sunburn.
I'm gonna rip the legs of my pants off to make shorts, and I'm gonna use the legs to hold water.
Do you guys think if I put some of this?
On the
do you guys think if I put some of this jack off lube I bought in Alabama at that porn store on my arms, it'll keep me from getting sunburned?
Can I take it's gonna burn your heart.
Can I take
I've
a drink
it.
Of it?
Really?
Yeah,
you can drink some.
Harder.
I'm gonna drink some.
I'm sure
of
you
his,
can drink it.
I'm gonna drink some of his jack off lube.
I'm out of beer. Let's drink some of this jack off lube to see if we can get drunk.
I still got a little bit of beer. I'm just gonna use the jack off lube as a floater.
It's hard to swallow.
Well, it's pretty thick. You just kind of squirt it down your gullet.
I'm getting really thirsty. I think I'm dying.
No, have more.
Yeah, just drink some more jack off lube, dude.
Here, chug this.
Yeah,
bro.
Chug it, dude. Hit this. Let me hit that tube.
It's working.
Oh, it's not. Wait, it's not hydrating me.
What
at
is
all.
That off in the distance?
It looks
that
like
lake?
It looks like an oasis.
Is that?
Is it an? Is it an Arby's? It looks like an Arby's next to an oasis.
Is that a porn superstore?
I hope so, because I need to get a more less viscous form of jack-off loop because this isn't hydrating me.
I need a beef and cheddar with horsey sauce and a Jamocha shake.
Guys, what if?
Guys, pass the lube. Come on.
What if there were? What if there were a porn store that was also an Arby's and we could get a beef and cheese and also re-up on jack-off loop?
Wait, I think it is all of those. Because it's a mirage.
I really hope it's not a beautiful mirage that's going to fade away
guys,
as soon as
I'm
we
sorry.
Get to it.
I'm certain it is a mirage, but maybe not.
I'm
dying first. I'm dying.
I regret nothing, you guys.
I'm dead.
I think we made a bunch of really good decisions leading up to this point.
Goodbye.
I hate you guys.
Goodbye forever.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.